And that's Amy McDonald, the BBC Radio Leeds. And 25 to 3 is the time. Good afternoon from me, Paul Carrington. Now, do you have a hobby or a passion that you love to indulge in your spare time? And would you fancy sharing it with the people of Leeds? Well, my first guest today is organising a festival of pastimes in West Yorkshire. Andy Abbott hopes the festival will unite people who are involved in all sorts of clubs, from local history groups, amateur sports associations, to tropical fish societies. And he's popped in for a little chat about it now. Hello, mate.
Hi, Paul.
You all right?
Yeah, lovely chat.
You dried off?
Yeah, I feel a bit better now.
A bit of a damp journey from salt air.
Yeah, and a nice warm cup of tea's done some good.
Good man. BBC tea, that as well. Yeah. That's
best,
what you like.
The best
you've got.
I've had, yeah.
So, by day, of course, you're a teacher.
That's right, a fine art teacher.
Fine art. So, Brian Sewell will be one of your idols, will he, then?
Well, I should say people like Damien Hirst and Henry Morton.
Keep him
with Leeds College of Art and Design.
Have you ever met Damien Hirst?
No. I think he lives in a different sphere to me.
Well, being a fine artist, I thought you'd be, you know, on that same kind of sphere yourself.
No, I think Leeds art scene's slightly different.
So, are you a Leeds lad, born and bred?
No, I moved here when I was about 18 and was working in call centres and warehouses and that sort of thing, to try and do a bit of music, and then eventually I went to art college and then university here as well. So
what's your pastime? I mean, the Festival of Pastimes, which you're here to talk about, tell us more about that first of all. What is it?
Well, like you said at the start, it's just a sort of a celebration of all these things that people do in their spare time, and kind of certainly my experience of Leeds is, I think, a little bit different to the way it gets projected in the sort of media, or even people outside of Leeds see Leeds as this place to go sort of shopping, or it's a very professional city. And all the things that I found sort of interesting being in Leeds and living here were sort of more self-organised little activities that were happening. So I've always been into music and playing music.
Right.
And in Hyde Park, the area that I was living in, there's absolutely incredible sort of DIY music scene.
Yeah, it's a hive of activity, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. And you know, sort of now that I don't live there, I kind of appreciate it more. but whilst I was there, all these people that are doing music, not as a sort of, not with professional aspirations, just doing it for fun and the sake of doing it, and to create their own entertainment.
Which is the best reason to do it, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I got to thinking that actually, you know, that applies to, you know, my interest is music, but there's a lot more other things in Leeds that are like that.
Do you play an instrument yourself?
Yeah, that's
what do you play?
I play guitar in a few bands, but I can't mention the names of them.
Okay. On pain of death. So that's your particular pastime. So you're looking for people to basically get in touch with you, aren't you, to come along to join you at this festival of pastime?
Absolutely. I mean, when I sort of conceived it, I imagined it as something that would almost operate like the kind of galas that happen in the different areas of Leeds, like Holbeck Gala's really excellent, lots of kind of tables set out, and you really get an interesting portrait of an area when people are allowed just to sort of have their own space and show what they do. And I thought to be able to do something like that on Briggate, particularly on a sort of Saturday afternoon when there's a lot of shoppers around as well, would really go some way to sort of giving this portrait of Leeds, which I think is quite more representative of what the place is than maybe just shopping and working. Yeah. You know, it's the things that people do themselves that make an area interesting. So for this one, seeing as it's the first one, it's got to be on a slightly smaller scale.
Of course,
and, it's just me organising it. So it's going to be fairly a little more humble than maybe the picture I've got in my head.
So what kind of people have approached you already? What kind of pastimes have you already got people lined up to demonstrate?
I had a phone call this morning from Sharon from the White Rosettes, who apparently has been featured on this.
I'm sure she has, yes.
Before, which is a sort of female barbershop choir. So they've got over sort of 60 members, and sounds like they've done incredible things, sort of going and singing all over the place, and she was willing to talk to the committee about coming down
and having
a sing-song on Briggate, which I think would be great in the afternoon.
60 of them in a quartet, that'll be a mathematical first.
That's what I thought. I'd probably, barbershop quartets and barbershop choirs, I didn't know.
So presumably as well you're looking for people with not just the usual kind of past ties, but something slightly unusual as well. Would that be of interest to you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really keen on the hobbies, you know, big or small, but yeah. I don't think people who do hobbies that are well-known should feel any worse about getting in touch. I want to hear, you know, from people from tennis clubs just as much as I do from... I got a guy who does marquetry, got in touch, Leeds Marquetry Group, and I was like, I don't
marquetry?
Know.
What's that about?
Well, exactly. I didn't know what it was either, but I had a look on the... well, he sent me some information about it. It's this really incredible craft where they layer veneers of wood into these decorative shapes and make these. So it's a bit... I suppose it's a bit like tapestry, but with wood, although maybe that wouldn't be the right way to describe it if you're into marquetry, but that's what it looked like to
me. I get the idea anyway, yeah. See, I was thinking, my own personal pastime, you see, I always think of my stuff that I do as either geeky or incredibly boring or a combination of the two. For example, in my spare time, the bit that I do have, I restore pre-war valve radios. Which, I mean, to me, that's, you know, it's really boring and really geeky, and presumably you wouldn't want someone like me sort of turning up and doing that kind of thing.
I absolutely would. I think that's the... I mean, I'd be really keen as, the White Rose Amateur Radio Society that I'd be quite keen on getting in touch with.
Yeah.
But that's it. I think people have these hobbies and these pastimes and these passions that they hide under a bushel a little bit because they feel like they're geeky, and especially in, I don't think it's particular to Leeds, but in the sort of society we're in where if someone asks you, what do you do? You have to say what your job is, and you have to say what you make money out of, and these things that even if you don't like what you do for a living, you still say that, and you let that characterise who you are. Whereas these things that are done for love, you know, these amateur activities and these things that you might do for no other reason than
a
pure enjoyment.
Yes, exactly.
I think they're you know, it'll, anyway, for an afternoon, it'll be nice to be able to say that's who I am.
Yeah.
So, you know, Paul Carrington can come down and be a radio restorer for the day, a radio DJ.
I might pick up some trade as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find other people that do the same thing.
Now, tell us the date. It's not too far away, is it?
No, it's May the 10th.
So May the 10th.
Creeping up on us quickly.
Oh, that's my bike ride day.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm doing a bike ride to Scarborough that day. What a rotten bit of bad luck. That's I could have drummed up some trade there.
That's a shame. You could always, you know, ride your bike through.
I was going to ride up and down Brigger with a few old valve radios there, couldn't I? Restoring those. Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to be considered for being featured?
Well, there's a website, which is www.festivalofpastimes.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a form that you can download from that website and email it to me. The email address is festivalofpastimes@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com, yeah.
And if people want to get in touch with the radio station, well, they can...
Yeah, we'll have all the details on reception there. And,
maybe they could get my phone number that way or find out my address through that.
That's right, because people in the car listening at the moment, you see, they might not have a pen and paper to hand to write all this stuff down. But it's been great meeting you, Andy.
Thank you
very much for popping in. And, you know, let us know how it all goes after the event.
Absolutely.
And if you'll be doing it again next year. All right, mate, good luck with that.
Okay,
thank you very much. It's BBC Radio Leeds. On this Wednesday afternoon, thanks to Andy there. He's the organiser of the Festival of Pastimes. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's festivalofpastimes@yahoo.co.uk, or as Andy says, you can get the details from our lovely Katie Elizabeth, the producer here at the programme. Walking